Cyberbullying leads to adolescents feeling scared, threatened, and unsure of their own value. Some young people may end up physically harming themselves as well. But a new form of aggression has emerged, which is directed toward oneself. That term is called digital self-harm. Justin Patchen is the co-director of the Cyberbullying Research Center and a professor of criminal justice at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. He was lead author of the paper, Digital Self-Harm Among Adolescents. Professor, let's start by defining what digital self-harm is and how long it's been around.
Digital self-harm is when adolescents, that's the group we're focusing on, post hurtful messages or threats directed towards themselves anonymously online. So it encompasses, or it kind of looks like traditional cyberbullying, but the key difference is the target is also the aggressor. And we first became interested in this issue in 2013 when we had heard of the incident involving a 14-year-old girl from England who had committed suicide after being bullied on a social media platform. And when the social media site investigated, they found out that she had basically posted the hurtful messages herself. And at the time, it sort of shocked me. I never really even considered that as a possibility. And we had been studying cyberbullying for a dozen years at that point and hadn't even considered it. So we started looking to see if anybody had researched the issue of digital self-harm or self-cyberbullying. And there wasn't much out there. We presumed that it would be a pretty low prevalence phenomenon, so not very many kids would be doing it. So we needed a study where we had the opportunity to survey a large number of students in order to kind of assess the issue. And we got that opportunity last fall. We surveyed over 5,500 middle and high school students from around the United States. And we included several questions in that survey asking about experiences with digital self-harm, and it's the first sort of investigation into the behavior.
It seems counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. Is this a case of kids who are already being bullied by their peers and decide they will take hold of this in some particular way? How does it get to this point? Were you able to ask that sort of question mm-hmm. of the participants?
The most accurate answer is sort of and probably. So we did look into whether or not these behaviors were linked to experiences with bullying at school, bullying online, sort of physical aspects of self-harm. And not surprisingly, they were all related. So those youth who said they had been bullied at school were more likely to participate in these behaviors. Those who said they'd been bullied online were more likely to participate. The problem is this was a kind of a one-time study. We surveyed these students at one point in time. So we don't know which came first. We don't know if they were bullied at school and then turned to sort of digital self-harm behaviors. We don't know if they engaged in the self-harm behaviors before they were bullied. So we don't know which came first. We can speculate that they were bullied probably online, maybe online and offline, before it led to the digital forms of self-harm. Primarily, the reason we can speculate that is because in many cases, in addition to asking students if they had participated in digital self-harm, we also asked those who had said yes to tell us why they did it. And in a number of cases, the respondents said they did it because these kinds of things were happening to them in a more hidden way, and they wanted to make them more public, more visible. So that's evidence to us that they were being mistreated by others before turning to the self-harm.
And is this a sign, as you know, people are always ready to jump on social media for causing certain complications in our lives, is this a true example of this where it is so easy for one to do that and maybe to reinforce certain negative feelings about oneself? Or is there also a jump that could be made that this could somehow replace more physical aspects of self-hurt?
They're great questions. Certainly, digital self-harm would not exist if it weren't for the internet and social media and texting. That said, we don't know. We know that physical self-harm and digital self-harm are related. They're highly correlated. We don't know the pathway, the trajectory. We don't know which came first. It could be that some teens will turn to digital forms of self-harm in lieu of physical self-harm, which could be good to the extent that the digital self-harms result in the youth getting the help they're needing. But it could also be just another manifestation of depression or self-hate or other family or relationship problems. So there's a lot we don't know.
Would there be ways to counter this sort of thing? You, as someone who's looked into cyberbullying quite a bit.
Sure. Yeah, I think this is definitely the trend in the last few years, is to use machine learning and other technical solutions to, at the very least, identify at-risk youth. And we've made some pretty significant strides, particularly in identifying youth who are suicidal or who are posting comments that may make one at risk for suicide. In this case, it wouldn't take all that much, because there are companies who are focusing on developing algorithms to identify cyberbullying. And so then the key difference would be, and the companies have this information, is connecting those cyberbullying incidents to IP addresses or, you know, device IDs of the, you know, the target and the offender. So it should be kind of triangulated to see that the cyberbullying is being sent by the person who's receiving it. So I think there are some possibilities there. For me, I think the technological solutions are useful only to the extent they direct real world helpers to the situation and those who are trained to assist youth in these kinds of behaviors. I don't think technology can quite do that yet, but if technology can be used to identify those who are looking for help, then I'm all for that.
Justin Patchen is the co-director of the Cyberbullying Research Center and a professor of criminal justice at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. He was lead author of the paper Digital Self-Harm Among Adolescents.